This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Ana Maria Sayer.
And Ana, there are people with us in the room.
There's a lot of people. It's because...
Let's hear it. Wait. Let's hear it, you guys.
We are in the beautiful offices of KQED in San Francisco today.
Yeah.
And wow. Yeah, San Francisco
today. Come on,
let's hear
it out, man. Represent. Let's hear some noise. We want to thank the folks at KQED for inviting us to meet up with some of our listeners here in the Bay, that's you guys, and get to know one of your favorite musicians.
We are here to interview and hear play live the amazing Bay Area native artist, Marinero. Let's hear from Marinero. So we're gonna hear a little bit about his music and also, more importantly, kind of talk about what it is about the Bay that shaped him into the artist that he is.
So let's get this party started. Please welcome Marinero and his band.
Is a bay like a blanket of gray and sun poncho. The golden gate waves through a silvery haze to remind you. In a fog, it's hard to see things clearly. But look how far you've come along, my love. Sober your fear, you can't look in the mirror without smoke. High, don't it blaze at high noon on Tuesdays to mind you, even though we know this world is ending, but don't you fear, we'll get through this, my dear. And we won't have to get don't you fear, and we won't have to get through this alone. It'll pass this way, it'll pass, don't you fear.
Everybody give it up for 8-Ball.
with me, cariño. Baby, let's cruise in mi lancha. Cruise, cruza conmigo. Podemos pasar la frontera.
SOS Live 105 and SF.
You'd like that, SF. I thought you'd like that song. I knew it.
Wow, thank you so much. We're so happy you're here. This is awesome. I think like the Bay Area is this really beautiful place for both a really interesting, diverse Latino community that's kind of always shifting, and same with the music. I mean, you have like Latin alternative, you have jazz, you have hip hop. Like, how did you land in this space? You have this kind of cool, like, Tropicalia vibe going on. How did you end up making this the kind of music that you do?
Yeah, look at it like each record is almost like a different thing. It was cool actually growing up here and then spending some time in Mexico. Mm. And our family's from Jalisco, and I spent time in Guadalajara to kind of like get myself acclimated to have that experience of spending some time in Mexico, which I was fortunate to be able to do. And then through that process, I am a musician, so I met other artists that were out there. And in about 2010, I started playing some music with some locals from that city, and we started very casually creating different musical bands or projects, and then it kind of evolved from those projects into like what I'm doing with Marinero. But I'm just a music fan, you know, like I just try to like, each record maybe sounds a little bit more like one genre than the next, or maybe the last record sounds a little bit more like a mix of all these different like Brazilian artists that I really love too, you know. So it's a nice way to wear different hats, I think, as a musician, where you get to play around and try things out and realize that, oh, wow, I have a voice in this style. I've never done this style before, you know? Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up playing necessarily a lot of these styles, but they're played in the house, or when I started playing music, it was more punk sounding or involved different genres as well. But I feel like it's a full circle of being able to like make music that I sort of grew up listening to too.
Yeah.
Yeah, very lucky growing up here. I lived in Fresno for many, many years, grew up in Sacramento. I would drive up to come see a show then drive the 3 hours back afterwards because there was always so much great music here of all different styles and genres, always. I'm wondering, like, what song do you think reflects your time here or maybe reflects a little bit of your identity?
I would say that, I guess from the last album, I knew that I was going to leave from San Francisco and coming down to L.A., so I kind of was reflecting a lot about San Francisco, so I wrote a lot about San Francisco at the time. So the record was called Hella Love, and yeah, I thought it was like the most appropriate name to kind of leave my friends and family and community with like a nice love letter, you know, or a nice little goodbye, you know? And so there was a song, Hella Love, actually, and it's the first time we've played it like live. So to boil it down, it's a song about both my parents' journeys of getting here to San Francisco. So it's like, in a weird way, it's kind of like a love song for my parents. But it's like, it's both of them having their own stories and finding themselves here. And then, I mean, without my family, I wouldn't be here and I would have no identity. So,
right. Yeah. I'm going to ask you about that later.
Yeah. 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 So, Hella Love, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. Let's hear some more music, man.
All right.
All right. I love that you got your fans here, man. There's like serious fans,
man.
Yeah. There you go, man. I love that.
I have some good friends. Yeah.
Let's hear some more music. Thanks a lot.
I love you guys.
Take your first steps on the show. Say that you're not on the right coast anymore. You fled your home to be the trapped and sail free to the west coast where it's sad. True love will make you on the sand. You'll dance with her same beach that you land. Just know there's nothing you can't feel with a full heart. Because of you I love the pain I'm looking to be from. It's bright and safe. Thank you.
San Francisco. I'm Mighty Nettle. This is my amazing band.
We'll be back with Mighty Nettle right after this break.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Carvana, on a mission to make car buying more convenient and affordable than ever before. In minutes, you can browse thousands of options under $20,000. Visit Carvana.com or download the app today to get started.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
The Indicator from Planet Money is all in on video games. Not just because they're a fun hobby. Video games are one of the fastest-growing businesses worldwide, worth more than the film and music industries combined.
We're seeing some games that are really taking, $500 million to make.
We're taking a week-long look at the video game industry. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
And we're back with Mighty Nettle at KQED.
I liked the playing the song from the phone and then going right into the song itself. You know, where did that idea come from? But what's the motivation behind that? Like, where's that groove come from, right?
Like, I guess the thing in there is just like, I'm goofy, and like, I thought it would be funny, instead of having my band learn that kind of difficult part, to just play it on my phone. And like, people just standing up and watching me do that with my phone, like, seemed funny to me. And it was more for me, I guess, than anybody else.
It was very avant-garde, man.
KQED, you heard it here. Yeah.
You were talking about your parents, their love story,
how
they got to the Bay. So we want to hear from you. What's the story? How did they both end up here? how did you exist? I mean, we could invite them out to tell it themselves, but.
Oh, man. my mom would love if I just told this in her stead, but like, people ask me like, oh, your name isn't Marinero? My name is Jess Sylvester. That's my last name. My dad, over here, John Sylvester. My mom, Lupe Gonzalez, over here.
Hi, Lupe.
Marinero is a little güero. He's a little half like Irish, half Mexican little guy over here. And the name Marinero is because my dad sailed here in like 68 to San Francisco. And my mom pretty much grew up here in the mission. So like them two meeting, I felt like the name Marinero was kind of a nice way to homage like my father who sailed here during that time in the 60s. And found love, and found my mom. Mom found him, and I thought Marinero was a nice way to kind of encapsulate both their stories. See?
Yeah, there you go.
Was that good?
That was great.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about culture for a second, for a little bit. Your own reflections on identity. Tell us about your relationships to Mexico, and your identity as a Chicano from the Bay Area. And how that comes out in your music, okay? A little light.
Simple, right? Simple final question.
I think coming to terms with like myself being Pocho and owning it and being proud of the fact that I even have the ability to go back and forth, or even just the fact that I just feel like a California person. You know, I just feel like the music is simply just, I feel like a California sound, you know? Yeah. And so I think just realizing like, I was always going to be the Pocho. I was always going to be the gringo down there. And I was just okay with it. You know, I was cool with it. And here, it's just a way of life here, you know? Speaking Spanish, speaking English, you know, it's just a part of our culture here, you know?
Did your music change after that? Because I was talking to Felix about this. I just spent a good amount of time in Mexico. And it changes your relationship to the way you think about your identity. So did that impact?
It did, yeah. I mean, I felt like it was cool knowing that, you know, we have Trio Los Panchos growing up here, and it's listened to down there. It was cool knowing that friends of mine that I'd met also liked Perez Prado, and I thought that was cool. I felt like we had similar things or touchstones that we both had growing up here and my friends that grew up down there. And so it was easy to start like projects together and kind of like connect on those levels, and then, but also be weirdos. Also be like, we don't have to be traditional about it. We can just be like, you know, avant-garde, as they say.
Yeah. That's the one thing I really appreciate, doing a show for so long and watching the different styles and genres evolve. And I gotta say that the young folks, you guys that are making music, genre and style, and you know, it doesn't even matter anymore. And especially with the advent of, you know, with the rise of technology where you can hear all kinds of stuff, you can hear something from a remote village in Africa or Patagonia, right? That's what I admire and love about everything that's being made right now. Genre doesn't matter. You know, it's just, it's identity. It's whatever it is that you come up with, whatever it is that you find within yourself. And that makes for some amazing music, including the stuff that you're making.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's hear some more music then. Oh, yeah. All right?
Cheers. I love that.
Good for Felix. The drummer's gonna count us in.
Hello.
clave de D. Siempre y en la clave de D. Siempre y en la clave de D. Siempre y en la clave de D. Siempre me sentiré en la clave de D. Siempre me sentiré en D.
In the band?
Yay!
It's been decided.
This morning light pulls me from my sleep. And I don't want to wake, and I'm too afraid to dream. And I don't wanna die. There's rhythm in my blood. I hear this harmony from my tones up above. And I could almost cry if I think about this love. And all you give to me, this view from up above, has a medieval design, ornamental addition, from San Francisco Bay.
Next song is called Maritime. This song goes out to my roommate, Danilo, this Brasileño over here. Give it up, lived with you for a while. We almost got married or something. I don't know, it got weird. I love you.
Emerald green, your eyes just like the sea that shines maritime when you and I could laugh. And just know that I care for you. When you cast off all the deep blue, may this song fill your candid sails. Merry way. I'm still alone, it's not forever. On my own, never been better. cause I'm not lonely. I have myself, the one and only. I still have love, it's not from others. And I'm free of another partner. And I have this merry time to follow a dream, with or without you. I'm still alone, it's not forever. All of my young, never been better. Don't cry for me, cause I'm not lonely. I have myself, the one and only. I still have love, it's not from others. And I'm free of another partner. And I have this merry time to follow a dream. La Maria, gotcha, that shines. And just know that I care for you. When your cats are full of the blue, and this song for your canvas sails. Merry, it's not the right time for us. It's not the right time for us. It's not the right time for us.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, first, I just want to note that La Reina herself, your mom, has been filming this entire show. She has not put her phone down a single time. So y'all better go find Lupe on Facebook, because you know this whole thing is going to be on there.
She's definitely on there.
We had a really good time. I hope you guys did too. We want to thank the folks at KQED. We want to thank Mighty Netto and his wonderful, wonderful band. We want to remind you that you have been listening to Alt Latino from NPR Music. Our editor is Hazel Sills. Our project manager is Grace Chung. This show was edited by Saraya Mohammed.
Sorry, Saraya.
Yeah, sorry. And Keith Jenkins is our jefe de los jefes. He's the head of NPR Music and Visuals.
And we have shout out to Keith. And we have an extra list tonight because there were so many amazing people that were involved in putting this whole production together. So we've got Ryan Davis, Sarah Rose Leonard. Extra shout out to Sarah Rose. She did the whole thing. Yeah.
Where is she?
Where is she? I don't know. But shout out Sarah. Marky Enriquez, Lance Gardner, Lance out here with the cue cards. Lance says stuff. Danny Skarka, Neil Strickland, Jonathan Gutoff, Bink Knowles, Mike Thompson, and Ryan Peters. Thank you so much, you guys, for letting us use this incredible space.
And especially thanks to the amazing people in the audience. Thank you so much, man. Give yourselves a hand, louder, yeah. Woo! I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Ana Maria Sayer.
Thank you for listening.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
If you've never donated to the NPR network before, that's okay. Public radio is available to everyone for free. But we do rely on listener support from those who are able to give. So join the community of supporters for Public Media Giving Days, coming up on May 1st and 2nd. Please give at donate.npr.org, and thank you.
Across America, history is often recorded on small markers. You've probably seen them on the sides of roads, in front of buildings, in the middle of nowhere. NPR's Laura Sullivan spent a year investigating thousands of markers and found a distorted version of America's history, but also curiosities, humor, and joy. Listen to the new episode of The Sunday Story on the Up First podcast from NPR.